Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about the safety of chiropractic. And I don't know how often, I was just down in Florida. My dad's at a retirement village, and we were in the jacuzzi with another gentleman. And he was helped greatly by chiropractic, but told me how, you know, he was questioning it, wasn't sure it was safe prior to, you know, going, and was skeptical. And I asked him why. And he didn't know why. So I went on to tell him, and we're going to be talking about that, why there is this perception, especially among the baby boomer generation or the older generation.
Right.
Not so much this younger generation.
Sure.
So, Dr. Prather, why is there a perception of chiropractic being unsafe?
It was promoted.
What was promoted?
That chiropractic was an unsafe, unscientific quackery. And there was a, we had a lawsuit against the AMA because it was basically coming from the American Medical Association. And what we did is we had someone within the AMA bring us all the documents and papers of the conspiracy that the American Medical Association had against chiropractic.
Wow.
And so there was a, it was called the Wilk case, and it was brought before federal judges and went all the way to the Supreme Court, where it was ruled that, yes, the American Medical Association sought to restrict free trade and to disparage the chiropractic. They were involved in going around and having lectures for doctors, promoting that. They also would pay newspapers or TV programs to, if they made a negative comment about chiropractic, and they would punish them. They would cut off all advertising and you know, funds to any type of radio or TV or newspaper that had anything that was positive to say about chiropractic.
Wow. And when was this?
This was actually started in the 1950s and then went all the way up to, actually up to the 1980s.
And this went all the way, you said, to the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court.
And the chiropractors won, and it was proven
that they were
that the AMA
was had a concerted effort to destroy and to malign the chiropractic, and they had the pharmaceutical companies behind them and all their money, and they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to promote that. So, matter of fact, there's still some residuals along those lines. So that there's been a perception that has been created. Matter of fact, the it was revealed that the AMA did six studies on chiropractic to prove that it was harmful and was not effective. All six studies showed that it was very effective and had better results than any of their procedures. So they didn't publish them.
Of course not.
And even then, within research, if you were a researcher and you did research on chiropractic that was positive, they would blackball you. So they wouldn't allow any research. They wouldn't allow any universities to study it. So not only were they working on the publicity, but they were also squelching any type of research on chiropractic, too.
And I don't think people realize that, you
sure.
know. As I was down in Florida sitting in the jacuzzi talking to this man that was greatly helped by chiropractic, he could hardly get out of bed.
Right.
And within two adjustments, you know, he was a new man.
Right.
He goes, I'm a believer.
Sure.
You know, but why did he have that perception? And as I told him, he had no idea.
Right.
And this is well documented. You said it's
a Wilk case. Yeah, it's been proven. As I said, it went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was overwhelming evidence. The reason that the medical association said that they did that was to protect the public. However, after going over that, they had done 6 studies showing that it was far more effective than surgery or any other means that they were using, that kind of lost its validity, shall we say. In other words, you guys have proven that it was more effective, so therefore you weren't trying to protect the public. You were trying to protect your own financial gain. Mm-hmm. And it was very obvious along those lines that they hadn't even thought about the public at all in this particular thing.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
Very, very interesting. So how safe is chiropractic?
Chiropractors, the people who keep the best statistics are the insurance people. Mm-hmm. You know, malpractice insurance is kind of a measurement of how much you pay, how dangerous you are.
Right.
Chiropractors pay the lowest malpractice premiums of any healthcare provider in the United States.
Yeah, you're below nurse practitioners.
Way below nurse practitioners. We're even below nurses. Matter of fact, our medical assistants have a higher premium than
really?
I do. Yes. So we are literally the lowest malpractice costs of any type of anybody, mm-hmm. which shows the safety of chiropractic. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has a double-edged sword, because what they do is they insurance companies when they're coming up with reimbursement rates, mm-hmm. how dangerous the procedure is and how likely you are to hurt them determines the amount of reimbursement. So if you have a higher chance of injuring someone or killing someone, then you're paid more. Mm-hmm. If you have no risk that's involved with it, they don't pay as well. So that's why the reimbursement rate has been dropped in insurance companies. That's why we don't accept it. Insurance except for Medicare for chiropractic.
Yeah.
Because they don't pay anything for it, mm-hmm. because it's not considered dangerous. So, you know, we need to talk to the insurance companies. Uh-huh. You know, effective, no risk, all those types of things.
Should get reimbursed at a higher rate.
It should get reimbursed at a higher rate, uh-huh. not a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have a lot of things that are really backwards,
yes,
especially within the healthcare in our country.
Right. So are there any contraindications to chiropractic care?
Well, there are contraindications to different procedures within chiropractic care. One of the things that has been a perception, I was talking to a medical doctor, and I was talking about, you know, pointed that out. And he said, well, I don't, you know, you can't sit there and twist somebody's neck who's just had surgery or something like that. And I said, oh, absolutely not. But, you know, I went ahead and explained that there are an awful lot of techniques within chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And he had no idea. In other words, he thought he knew what chiropractic was. And this is an orthopedic doctor. Mm-hmm. Who thought he knew what was involved with chiropractic and yet had no idea. Mm. So, you know, I've talked to different doctors. I had one orthopedic surgeon tell his patient, you know, whatever you do, don't go to, you know, a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And he stopped in here, you know, just for some other things. And I was talking about, you know, how helpful that would be. And he says, well, can you talk to my orthopedic surgeon? So I got on the phone with him, and I, you know, he was like, oh, no, you can't be twisting this guy's neck. And I said, well, I don't twist people's neck. He said, what do you mean? And so I explained how we would be doing the adjustments, and he says, well, I guess I don't really know that much about it, but, you know, I don't want to endorse something I'm not really familiar with. So oftentimes a doctor is saying, don't do this because I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lack of understanding, and that's one of the things that we're really trying to, within our practice, trying to bridge that gap and educate. Mm-hmm. We have a medical director, and he's amazed by what we can do.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, wow, this is is great. And, mm-hmm. you know, just the safety and the gentleness, they're really surprised about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many types of chiropractic adjustment techniques are there?
Well, within the American Chiropractic Association, they have a listing of all the different systems of chiropractic. And they have a listing of 40 different types. Mm. Now, we've done our, had some friends and myself, other chiropractors, go around and look at different types of chiropractic. And we actually came up with about 400 mm-hmm. different systems of adjusting. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of variety on that. And there are different systems of adjusting techniques that are appropriate for almost every occasion. And finding, so, you know, if you're a listener out there and you're not, you know, you're thinking about chiropractic but have some ideas on that, you can call around and find different types of techniques, different types of systems of adjusting, and finding that system that agrees with you is a very, very smart idea. Mm-hmm. But there are a tremendous number of different ways of approaching chiropractic.
Now, what techniques do you do here at the Prather practice?
Well, we do a variety of techniques. We have one of the specialties that we have is an upper cervical technique, which is is the area of the, I would say, is the most delicate area to work with. Mm-hmm. When I got into chiropractic, I said, what is the most important adjustment to make? And every major chiropractor that I talked to said the atlas. The atlas is the most critical. It's right underneath the occiput. It controls the lower brainstem and has the greatest effect on the body.
So the atlas is the first vertebrae.
Atlas is the first vertebrae. Atlas, like atlas holding up the world. Mm-hmm. Atlas holds up the head. It's
and
quite
the head
amazing.
Can be pretty heavy.
Yeah, some more than others. But the atlas is a very small bone. Matter of fact, if you have a dried atlas, place it on your hand, you can blow it off your hand.
Mm.
But it has a huge effect on the system. So the atlas was the most important. I said, well, what's the most difficult to adjust? And they said the atlas. Matter of fact, some major techniques, they just stay away from it. But so trying to figure out how to do that, and I said, you know, who's the best out there? And everyone said Dr. Roy Sweat, who has invented what's called the atlas orthogonal system of adjusting. And what it is, it's a very precise, very gentle type of technique where we place the atlas back. It's a mathematical. We do use an instrument. I always have people put their finger underneath the instrument to feel like what it's going to feel like before they have it done. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. And I go, yes, that's what I wanted to show you, mm-hmm. is that you wouldn't feel anything. So when I've shown it to medical doctors who were skeptical about me adjusting someone's neck, showed them what is involved with that, they go, oh, this isn't going to cause any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a matter of perception, you know, mm-hmm. understanding and knowledge.
Right.
And the atlas orthogonal technique is where we really get the amazing results. My scribe Jody is in there with us, and she says, I love it when a first adjustment comes in and you're going to do the atlas, because of their reaction,
because
mm-hmm. it seems so little but it has such a huge effect on the system.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had people cry afterwards because of the relief that they got.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very, very effective type of technique, something that we've spent a lot of time on. It usually requires a 3 years postgraduate work to be able to do that.
You're the only board-certified atlas orthogonist here in the state of Indiana, correct?
Right. And so the upper cervical is a big area that we work with. The other thing that we do is we do some drop techniques where we have a table that drops with the adjustment, mm-hmm. so there's less force that's involved with that. We also do reflex adjusting, where we contact the ligaments and hold it. It's a very gentle type of technique. And then we also use an activator, which is a handheld instrument, where we can click on different points and get the skeletal structure to move with that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the major ones that we use.
Yeah, and all gentle, non-force
Correct.
Adjustments. Yes. Okay, when we come back, more on the safety of chiropractic. you can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models. They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Oh, oh, I feel good today. Yes, I do. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, today we're talking about the safety of chiropractic. And very interesting, if you are listening and you are just coming in on segment two, segment one, we talked why there is that perception. And you can look up the Wilkes case. It went all the way to the Supreme Court that the American Medical Association
inspired to restrain trade and to prevent people from going to chiropractors.
Yeah. I mean, they accomplished that even though they lost. Correct. You know, because there has been...
They had 30 years of doing it.
Right. 30 years. Wow. But that is changing. We see that changing.
Certainly.
Especially around the younger generation.
Well, even as I talk to different orthopedic groups, and most of them have a chiropractor now on staff.
Right.
So it's something that is becoming a part of the mainstream healthcare. And one of the things that has been encouraged with all the new laws within healthcare is that there is an integration that takes place.
Right. And we see that in our office, the importance. We've had a physical therapist on staff with the chiropractic, occupational therapy, massage.
Sure.
Integrating that is...
MD, nurse practitioners, just putting the whole thing together. And then also communicating with the other specialties.
Right. So we talked about, just before we went to break, what techniques you do here at the Prather practice. And what is the most common technique used in the in chiropractic offices?
About 80% of chiropractors do something called diversified. Mm-hmm. And so that is the most common perception of what chiropractic is. And those are the more of the what we call mobilization techniques, where you take and then you turn the head or turn the lumbars until you get more of a popping. That's also the ones where you get some audibles, where you hear the pop and snap. You know, everybody says, oh, you're going to pop and snap me?
Right.
Well, there's only one technique that really does that out of the 40 that's recognized by the ACA, and that's the diversified. So, it's not, it's just one technique out of many. Mm-hmm. We don't, in our practice, use the diversified technique here. It is considered safe and effective. About 80% of all chiropractors use. We don't use it. We try to get a little bit more specific, have a little bit different philosophy. And we find they've also did a study in about 15% of the population really like to hear a pop or a snap and expect that to be part of their adjustment, but about 85% don't like that. Mm-hmm. And so we like to appeal to the 85% instead of the 15%. Mm-hmm. So we reassure people that they won't hear a pop or snap when they're getting adjusted, just relief. And there's no mobilization. And there are some contraindications with the mobilization techniques. With our techniques, there aren't.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk about what types of conditions would require special chiropractic techniques.
The, anything of any surgical nature. So if they've had prior surgeries in an area, you have to modify things. If there are any type of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, you need to take those in consideration. There can be osteoporosis is something that you need to take in consideration. If there's any vascular disease, that needs to be considered too. Any prior surgeries, any type of artificial joints need to be taken in. Also, any spondylolisthesis where there's a pars fracture that has occurred. There are specialized techniques for each of those, or if there's a disc that's herniated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about severe osteoporosis. Can that be treated with chiropractic care?
Yes, I'm thinking of one patient who it's a lady who's just reached about 60 who has severe osteoporosis, which we're also treating her for and getting some very good results, but had a tremendous amount of back pain and had had three fractures in her back where the osteoporosis.
She's young.
Yes, for that. So it was an unusual type of case. And she said, well, my doctor said, you know, I can't get chiropractic because of the osteoporosis and fractures. And I said, well, if I was going to be using a diversified technique or a force technique, that would be true. But what we are going to use on you is a non-force technique. So she asked what that was, and I reviewed that with her, actually demonstrated it to her, and she says, oh, you know, that's about the gentlest thing I've ever seen. And it completely relieved her pain in her back. So we've been able to do that, and the adjustments that we were doing has helped out the osteoporosis. And relieve the pain, along with the nutritional supplements that we've been giving, where the fractures have healed and she's reversing the osteoporosis. So
wonderful.
Even with severe osteoporosis, where you know people are having spontaneous fractures, we've been able to do a specific type of chiropractic techniques, which are non-force, reflex type of adjustments, and been able to get a tremendous amount of relief for that patient.
What about post-surgical, like low back surgeries?
Sure.
Can that be helped through chiropractic care?
Yes. We call that failed back syndrome, failed back surgery syndrome. I had a gentleman who came in, had had three surgeries for disc in his back, had actually tried two chiropractors, but they were using diversified, and for that particular case, you shouldn't do that type of technique.
After surgery.
After surgery. Mm-hmm. So he came in and with a lot of pain, wasn't functioning, was getting the foot drop, and his surgeon said, "You got to find something else because I'm not willing to do surgery on you again."
Right. Fourth surgery.
Yeah, no, that it's not going to work. You're getting worse each time, and I'm afraid, you know, that. So he didn't really have too many options. He had had someone tell him about me, mm-hmm. and came in extremely scared.
Mm-hmm. And you're so scary.
And he says, you know, he was a big guy. He's like 6'8" and 280
the patient.
Pounds. Yeah,
uh-huh. You were scared of him.
And so I reassured him that, you know, everything would be okay, and described the technique and showed him. And so we did the reflex technique on him, and he got, you know, one, he almost fell asleep while I was doing it. Then he got up and says, "Oh my gosh, my pain is 90% gone."
Wow.
And he said, you know, that was just very gentle. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe how well that worked. And so, you know, even in a post-surgical where he'd had some laminectomies, some disc surgeries, mm-hmm. and it had completely failed for him, we were still able to get the results. We've been able to have people, you know, I think of another gentleman who came in, 75, again, multiple surgeries, where he had had four already.
Wow.
And was having tremendous amount of pain, was also on opiates for the pain, and they were trying to work him off, and it wasn't working. So we were able to do our treatments, do the chiropractic adjustment where he could feel some immediate results. Acupuncture was also utilized for him, again, we were able to get him to the point where he wasn't experiencing pain, mm-hmm. Was just very, very relieved on that.
Well, you know what I would say to these gentlemen?
Yeah.
You know, why not try the chiropractic care before the surgery?
That's right? That's usually the best way. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they had, but it wasn't the proper technique for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you aren't getting the results with the chiropractic that you're getting, mm-hmm. and different people respond to different techniques better.
Right.
And you
realize there's 40 different techniques.
There's 40 different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
If one's not working, there's a tremendous amount of variety. And ask your chiropractor, say, "Hey, I would like to try something else." See if they can refer you to another practitioner, mm-hmm. who has a different technique. Or call around and see what different techniques are offered. Tell them what didn't work for you. And then see if something else would work.
Well, I know my dad is 83, and he's down in Florida, and just fell backwards and hit the back of his head. Everything's fine. He had a CAT scan, but he's going to be flying up here because his atlas is probably out of alignment, which can cause a lot of things down the road, even though he might not see something initially.
Sure.
So, you know, we want to take good care of him.
Right.
He's flying up for that atlas adjustment.
And we've had people with every types of surgery. We've had people who've had, you know, screws and braces put in, you know, laminectomies, all sorts of surgeries along those lines. And we are able to find a technique that works well for them,
mm-hmm.
That's very safe. And the nice thing about the chiropractic is you walk out feeling better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exciting.
And that's
we see that all the time.
Yeah, you should feel better,
mm-hmm.
after an adjustment.
Not worse.
Not worse.
Well, let's talk about neck surgeries. Can chiropractic care help with neck surgeries?
Yes. Again, we have the specific atlas orthogonal, mm-hmm. Technique, which has excellent results, a very safe type of technique to use post-neck surgeries,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they're still having problems. And we get a tremendous number of those because we have them referred in by other chiropractors, neurologists, orthopedics. Because of that atlas orthogonal technique, mm-hmm. we can go on ahead and work on them and not have any problems and get some excellent results, even though that they might have had several neck surgeries.
Right. Well, good. So when we come back, let's talk more on the safety of chiropractic. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You want to know how fun my week's going? I had my prostate exam last week. The last physical I've had is when I was 25. It's been 30 years since I've had a physical. And I do not remember the glove part. I know that I would have remembered the glove part. And he said, we're going to give you an exam for prostatitis. And I thought prostatitis was a Roman general that helped Caesar during the Gallic Wars.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
Through the end of February, the Prather Practice will be offering 20% discount on all DTS weight loss programs. The time is now. Call for your free consult at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, today we're talking about the safety of chiropractic, and Dr. Prather, it's been very interesting. Our next segment, we're going to have a gentleman who had hip replacement that came in for chiropractic adjustments after his hip replacement. Talking about that, so that'll be very interesting. But I want to go back. We're talking about the safety of chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
Can chiropractic adjustment cause a stroke?
Very good question. That's one of the things that I've heard from several doctors on, you can go ahead and do the, there's a perception that you can go ahead and do the low back, but leave the neck alone so you wouldn't cause a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And they cited a study where there were, in a year, 12 strokes attributed to chiropractic adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting part about that was that as I looked up those 12, what they called chiropractic adjustments, none of those were done by a chiropractor.
Oh, really? Huh?
In the year.
Uh-huh.
So the most common person who had done a chiropractic, what they called a chiropractic adjustment, was an athletic trainer,
mm-hmm.
who had done a manipulation, gross manipulation on the patient, and had caused it. There was a an MD who had taken a weekend course and had tried it and caused a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others were caused by physical therapists and other different people. But
mm-hmm.
of the 12 chiropractic adjustments that had caused strokes that he was quoting, none of those chiropractic adjustments had been done by a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, it would be like saying that, you know, the patient died from a surgical procedure, but none of the people who did it were doctors.
Or surgeons.
Mm-hmm. So, one of the things is if you are doing a diversified technique on the neck, you do need to check for the possibility of is the patient at a risk for stroke?
Mm-hmm.
So there are different types of, but the techniques that we use in our office, the Atlas Orthogonal for the cervical spine, does not cause strokes. You
mm-hmm.
don't have any stretching of the the arteries, you don't have any type of possibility along those lines. So the techniques that we use, that there is no possibility for strokes. Mm-hmm. But if you are doing a diversified technique, all chiropractors are taught to do a screening first to make sure that you aren't at risk. And we have a very high success on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's extremely rare. There's probably been three stroke conditions that have occurred. Mm-hmm. From chiropractic adjustments, which should have been screened a little bit better. But the most common way to develop a stroke or a dissection of an artery is getting your hair washed.
Oh, because the neck is in a
an extended position.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
So hairdressers, going to your hairdresser and getting your hair washed, mm-hmm. is the highest risk.
Well, they're making the bowls different now so that you're not going into that so much
as
neck extension.
Neck extension. So that's really far more risky than anything else. There was a famous case of a woman who had a dissection of her artery, but she was a model, and they had put her into an odd position for the shoot for about an hour and a half, and that's where she had developed the dissection of the artery.
Wow.
Is
okay.
What they were able to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had had a lot of pain afterwards, had gone to a chiropractor after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the chiropractic that was involved with that. That was completely positioning from her modeling.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about spondylolisthesis. Can that benefit chiropractic care?
Yeah, spondylolisthesis is a pars fracture, usually in the lower lumbar. Mm-hmm. It's where that occurs. And
pars is part of the vertebrae.
Right, right. Yeah. And so there's a fracture. It happens quite a bit. About 15% of males, about 7% of females have that in the low back. Causes a lot of back pains. Surgery is really doesn't work very well for that. But there is a specialized technique for that. You don't want to do a diversified roll on those cases because it does make it feel worse. But what we do is a specialized drop technique. I had a patient who was a physician assistant in an orthopedic practice.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a pars fracture of the L5 with an anteriority of the L5 vertebrae had slipped forward. And she had actually come in for nutritional work. But I convinced her to also get checked out the chiropractic, and she was like, okay, I'm doing this, but you know, there's no way you can affect that.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained the technique, got her in position, did the adjustment, and one, we saw instantaneous relief of the neurological, and the pain decreased by 80%.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do post x-rays later, showing her the shift where we put it back into place.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely amazed on the changes that can occur on that.
Yeah.
Is
this the one that we have a radiologist do a report on our x-rays?
On
we
our
send
x-rays,
him our x-rays.
Right.
Was that the one he was just unbelievable at the post x-rays?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have actually quite a few of those just on the changes that occurred. The one that you're talking about was we had a gentleman who had 75% degeneration in all of his discs,
mm-hmm.
lumbar discs. He re-injured his back. He came back in. We got a six-month re-exam on his x-rays. And two of the lumbar vertebrae of the five had 25%, and the others were normal.
Wow.
And you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Right.
But we have some specialized techniques. We have some disc decompression. We have some ways of working that and actually getting that to change. So, you know, you can do a tremendous amount with a spine. Anterior spondylolisthesis is a very common thing. Matter of fact, a lot of kids are not able to continue on sports because of it, but that is something that's very correctable.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the right technique
right. To
do the adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about post-scoliosis surgery with a rod placement. Can those people receive chiropractic care?
Yes, and that's again amazing to the orthopedic surgeons, the MDs, mm-hmm. you know, that you can actually do that. And we have patients who come in who had had to have a rod put in to maintain their spine because of the scoliosis was threatening, you know, their health and mm-hmm. well-being. And they had said, well, you know, that they would never be able to do chiropractic. They were coming in mainly for acupuncture. I said, oh, no, we can do reflex adjusting and get a tremendous amount of relief. Mm-hmm. So we did that on them, showed them how that would work, and worked with their spine chiropractically and tremendous amount of relief, mm-hmm. Which was quite surprising.
Right.
You know, to so, again, you match up the technique with the case, and chiropractic can be done on any situation.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about hip and knee replacements. You know, after you get a hip or a knee replacement, can sure. chiropractic care help?
Sure. We have quite a few times where, you know, I've had patients come in with hip and knee replacements, and they were having a great deal of difficulty with them. Mm-hmm. And you can adjust those just as well as you can a normal hip or knee, which we adjust knees all the time, and hips to, you know, keep them from having surgery. And then when they do, if, you know, if it's gone too far and you have to have those surgeries, if it's not quite sitting right, instead of going back in and doing the surgery, we had a patient who was scheduled to go back in for surgery on the hip because of the pain, possibly trying to reshape that. And we went ahead and did a series of adjustments on that and were able to completely clear out all pain and discomfort and saved her from having it. Have another hip surgery.
Right.
And we've done the same thing with knees. That's, you know, a patient says, now, you know, I've got a knee replacement. And I said, well, you can, you know, knees replacements can get out of place just as well as any others and cause discomfort, you know, problems in that area. Mm-hmm. And we can adjust those just as well as anything else.
Yeah. What about feet? Can feet be adjusted? There's a lot of bones in the feet, aren't there?
Yeah, there's 46 articulations in the feet. It is a podiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Podiatrist used to be called chiropodist. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like a chiropodist.
Podiatrist sounds better.
Podist. Yeah, a chiropodist type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So they were the chiropractors of the feet. Up until 1959, if you went to a podiatrist, number one treatment that they would have is adjusting the articulations of the feet to bring relief. After 1959, they were also being persecuted by the AMA, and they said enough, you know, let's just conform mm-hmm. to what they want, and they'll accept us at that point. So they dropped all the foot manipulations and went to surgery, injections, those types of things. More medically minded.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But I've been trained on all the chiropodist old adjustments and use a tremendous amount of foot adjusting because the feet do affect the, one, if your feet aren't feeling very good,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing well.
Yeah.
So we make that correction, and then it also makes a big difference in the back and how everything else holds, too, because the feet are the foundation.
Right. Is there any age restrictions with chiropractic care?
There are not. You know, newborns. It's great to get them adjusted for people who know how to do newborn adjustments.
Right.
Not like you're going to twist or pop a vertebrae there.
Right.
You have to do reflex adjusting, but babies fall asleep.
Right, they do.
They love it,
mm-hmm.
you know, when
mm-hmm.
you do an adjustment on them.
Right.
And all the way up until, you know, I've had patients who are 98
mm-hmm.
Also get a tremendous amount of relief. I had a gentleman who came in who was just, you know, he was ready just to toss it in. And his family just said how much, you know, he started dancing again after he started chiropractic. And
uh-huh.
just, you know, they could just see the life come back in him.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, up next, we'll be hearing from a patient at the Prather practice that was helped with chiropractic care after a hip replacement. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. Men with prostate infections, prostatitis, get up and say, "Oh, wow, I'm not in pain anymore. I don't have that irritation." So in chronic types of different types of infections, sinus infections, ear infections, lung infections, for the bladder infections, kidney infections, we can utilize it on that. One of the things that is really, really important for diathermy and underutilized is increasing the circulation. And we've had patients who were scheduled to have amputations of toes, even feet, because of the loss of circulation due to diabetic neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And we were able to have a series of diathermy treatments, usually about 24. If you set up the diathermy, have the right settings, which we know and understand, you don't have to go through the amputations that are involved. And that's one thing that isn't put out there as it should be, which was very frustrating. You know, it's just like this gentleman said, you know, I was scheduled to have my foot cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 sessions with the diathermy, and the vascular surgeon says, I've got better circulation than he did.
Did he tell him about the diathermy unit?
He did. And the guy said, well, I'd never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be effective. And that was one of the old things that the diathermy unit was used for, was for the diabetic neuropathy with the loss of circulation down into the feet. So if someone's scheduled to have their toes cut off or foot cut off, the diathermy is something that definitely should be looked at. It's been effective on everyone so far.
And you talked about 24 sessions, but when you look at different patients, the amount of sessions would be different for different issues that they have, correct?
It can be. Otitis media, you see an immediate difference just that day.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the people with loss of circulation can tell a big difference right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, "Well, I've got pink toes now. I haven't had pink toes in a long time."
Mm-hmm.
And not only just for the circulation, but for those who have diabetic neuropathy, the diathermy is extremely, extremely beneficial.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
We are joined by David to share his story at the Prather Practice. So, David, what health situation first brought you in here to our practice?
It really wasn't for myself. It was for my wife. She was having severe back pain,
mm-hmm.
and she was trying to decide, well, who do I go to? And I told her that in the past year, since I'm an early riser, I would listen to the radio every morning, and at 8 o'clock on 9:50 on Saturday mornings, there was Prather Practice with Dr. Prather and his wife in a conversation. And I was simply impressed with the variety of subjects that they dealt with from one Saturday to another. I simply was really impressed with the background knowledge that Dr. Prather has. It just astounded me. When my wife, Judith, was really undergoing some extreme pain in her back, I suggested, why don't you go to Prather Practice? practice. I've listened to them for the past year, and I'm impressed. I think this would be a good idea. So we set the appointment for her. And she was going through almost 5 days a week here. And I had had a hip replacement a year or so before that, and found that I was having some pain in my right hip and my lower right leg and my lower back. So I cornered Dr. Prather one time while we were here for my wife, and I explained my problem, and I simply asked him, you think you could do something for me? And his reply was, we certainly can. So while my wife was undergoing treatments here, I began treatments myself, and it took maybe a month for them to really figure out the source of my pain, which apparently was a nerve that emanated from my back down my right hip and right leg. And once they were able to determine the source of the problem, why, they focused on that, and ultimately no pain in my right hip or right leg.
Wow.
I have no complaints whatsoever. It's as though I don't even know I have a new right hip. But I do have occasional pain in my lower back. Comes and goes, and this is why I come in once a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, so before you came in, had you talked to any other doctor?
Yes, I had. I had an appointment with the surgeon's office who had provided the new right hip for me. And I had a session with one of the assistants in his office. And I simply came away from that wondering, what's going to be the next step for me? It's almost as though I'm not getting any relief in this direction. But they suggested you should undertake some physical therapy. And I did that several times. And then finally decided that I really think I need to look into the possibility of chiropractic. I must admit, at that point in time, I did not have a high regard for chiropractic. And my attitude toward chiropractic now has changed 180 degrees.
Well, good.
Without any question, the chiropractic profession, especially here at Prather Practice, knows what they're doing, are able to determine the source of pain and do something about it.
Sure.
In those first weeks that I was here and they were trying to determine the source of the pain, I had treatments by Dr. Prather. I had exercises. I had acupuncture. What is it? They give you a massage. I had massage. Mm-hmm. So I went through all four of those forms of treatment. And ultimately, as I mentioned earlier, the pain in my right hip and my right leg, no more.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So what would you say if you're looking at a pain scale, one being minor pain, 10 being extreme pain, what were you before you came in?
I was a 9 or a 10. There's no question about that.
Okay.
I was using a cane, and then I was using a walker.
Mm.
And I was using those when I would bring my wife in
for her
treatment.
Yeah.
And now, no need for a cane, no need for a walker.
Wonderful. So what would you say your pain scale is now for your
maybe between 1 and 2.
Okay.
And it comes and goes.
Sure.
If I exercise or work around the house rather vigorously, I can generate a little back pain. And when that occurs, I simply sit down until the pain has subsided. That's rare for me now.
Good. Well, it's good you're coming in for your maintenance adjustments once a month, too. You know, like we can do things like work around the house or whatever that throw our bodies off. So it's good to come back in and make sure that everything is where it needs to be. So for someone out there listening that is dealing with something similar to you, I mean, extreme pain, they don't know what to do. They've tried everything, or surgery is their next step, or, you know, they want to avoid surgery. What is some advice that you would give them?
Well, without question, based on my experience here, lawyer at the Prather practice, I simply would suggest to a person who's undergoing severe pain of one kind or another, why don't, if you've never been to a chiropractor, why don't you at least set an appointment with the folks at Prather practice and see what they can diagnose as the source of your problem and see if they would be able to address that properly, and hopefully they would resolve your problem the way they resolved mine.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, David, thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us, and we look forward to seeing you on a once-a-month basis.
Okay. I will be back, and I simply have to compliment all the people working here at Prather Practice. They are absolutely outstanding.
Oh, thank yes. you. Thank you, sir.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.